Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with James Reardon, the Chief Information Officer for Military Health System and the Director, Information Management Technology and Reengineering in the TRICARE Management Activity. And joining us in our conversation is Michael Perry. Well, Jim, in the last segment, you talked about your career, and I was curious as you described it. Was there any one experience or set of experiences that you really think were influential in you becoming the CIO?
I think that the experience that I've gained as a federal employee, beginning actually as an officer in the United States Army and then moving into my career in, as a federal employee, really has been extremely rewarding for me. And I think that the approach that the Department of Defense, particularly the one that I know, and other federal agencies take in terms of grooming and bringing employees along has been extremely valuable for me. I have found that over the years that they have continued to provide me increasing responsibility, larger programs, more authority. And I think as important as any of those is the accountability that also goes along with that. And I've always found that the accountability in the area of program management is particularly important in the growth of an individual. And as I've moved through a variety of positions, I've always felt that the positions have been challenging and that they have been growth assignments. And I think when you're working in an organization such as DOD, the problems that you're dealing with and the challenges that you're dealing with are particularly large and scalable. As I talk to many of my brethren who are health chief information officers, they're dealing generally or working with two or three hospitals or some outpatient clinics. The challenges that I face and the people who work with me face are that we have 100 hospitals or 70 plus hospitals and 400 or 500 outpatient clinics that we're working with. We also have over 100,000 employees working within the military health system, and we have a challenge in providing capabilities, health information capabilities across what we call the operational continuum from peacetime to wartime. And I find these challenges to be exciting, and I think that the people who work with me are very engaged and are always looking for opportunities to improve the mission, and I think to improve the outcomes. And I think that the mission, which is supporting our service members and their family, actually gives a lot of impetus and a lot of drive to our desire to succeed, because there are clear manifestations of your progress as you look at the capabilities and where those are provided and the quality of health care that's provided.
Well, speaking of quality, let's shift gears and talk about health information technology. In doing research for our conversation this morning, I found that one of the four critical success factors identified by the Institute of Medicine which could improve healthcare quality is health information technology. Could you describe or define health information technology for our audience?
Well, from my perspective, I would say that health information technology is, in fact, applying information technology to health or medical care business processes. And there are many facets to that, and the facets that, as we look at it, there is a business side to that, and that is, how do we apply information technology to support the business of healthcare delivery? And that, on many instances, is all of the coding that goes on by the physician that the physician provides as part of the encounter, in the billing process, in the interface with the insurance companies, and how we manage all that. It's a $1 trillion business in the United States today, and it's managed very effectively from a cost perspective. There's also the health side of it, and that is, what are the capabilities that you're putting at on the desk of the physician or in the physician's office to help provide better quality, more effective care to the patient? And I think that there have been substantial enhancements in those capabilities over the last few years as we look at the introduction of the electronic medical record. We look towards the incorporation of the web, the World Wide Web, into providing information for both the patient and for the physician, so that both go into the encounter well-educated and well-informed. And I think that information technology can also play a part in our ancillary services in laboratory and radiology and pharmacy, as more of our physicians and healthcare providers use computers to order laboratory tests, to order prescriptions, to order radiology exams. And we have been using computers to order laboratory and radiology and pharmacy tests and prescriptions for roughly 15 years now. We order more than 50 million prescriptions a year electronically. If you were to go into a DoD hospital today, you'd be hard-pressed to find a prescription pad that doctors use. They're all ordered electronically. And there's a tremendous value that comes from being able to order electronically. There are no transcription errors. It's not difficult to read when the request gets to the pharmacy. Frequently, the prescription is filled by the time the patient gets to the pharmacy because it's been transmitted electronically. We do drug-drug interaction checking. So there are a lot of benefits that are derived from implementation or application of health information technology at the point of service, at the point of medical service.
You mentioned how information technology was being used in some cases for pharmacy, for example. Are there any other examples you could give us to how information technology is being used within your particular arena?
Yes. There are a number of areas that we apply information technology to, which are common everyday occurrences for people who are using the healthcare system in the United States. If you call and need an appointment in one of the DoD hospitals, one of the Department of Defense hospitals, or outpatient clinics, then you will be scheduled using an electronic system. We have a composite healthcare system, which is operational in all of our facilities worldwide, and that system provides us the ability to schedule any patient who calls for an appointment. So we have all of the doctor schedules available, and we can match the patient to the doctor schedule. We've also recently implemented a capability that allows our patients to go online and log into their facility and actually schedule themselves with a primary care manager so they can self-appoint, and we're doing that in a demonstration mode right now. We are also using computers to order laboratory tests in all of our facilities. So a doctor sitting in his or her office with a patient orders the laboratory test. Patient shows up. The information is already there on what needs to be done. And then electronically, results of the specimen are all sent back electronically to the patient's electronic medical record in that facility. A notification is given to the doctor. The doctor can pull it up and look and see what the test results were. From a patient safety perspective, those results are also tested against normal values. So if a result from a laboratory test is outside of normal range, then the computer alerts the doctor and the doctor can take whatever action is necessary as a result of that. So there are a series of capabilities that we have in our facilities today. We do all of our patient registration for inpatient is done electronically, and our admissions and our discharges summaries are done electronically. So we capture a substantial amount of information an electronic basis, and we have a series of regionally based databases where this information is stored.
Thank you. Let's talk more about the impact of information technology on patient safety. The IOM estimates that between 44,000 and 98,000 people die annually due to medication errors. What role does information technology play in the U.S. healthcare system, and what effects are there to improve patient safety?
Well, I think that the IOM really highlighted a very important finding in their study in talking about the impact of medical errors. And we think that information technology has a substantial role to play in reducing those errors. And in the Department of Defense, some of the examples we have of actions we've taken or capabilities that we've put in place to try and avoid medical errors are our pharmacy data transaction system. Today, if you go into a DoD hospital and you are issued or prescribed a prescription and it's dispensed, you can then go to another DoD hospital and you could get another prescription, and you may go downtown and to the pharmacy and be able to get another prescription. And we've put in place a system today that brings all of that information together into one database and alerts the prescribing physician that there may be a drug-to-drug interaction or some other contraindication that needs to be dealt with. We have found that to be extremely important in minimizing the number of medical errors that DOD might have and bringing down the number of medical errors nationally. We believe that this is really a leading best business practice that we've been talking to many healthcare organizations nationally that are interested in how we do this. We also are implementing an electronic medical record, which means that you have information on patient encounters with their physicians, and all of the medical information is in a legible, readily available format that physicians can pull up and look at and use in supporting whatever they may be looking at today in terms of a diagnosis. We do, as I mentioned earlier, e-prescribing, electronic prescribing, which tends to remove the technical people from the middle of that interface between the doctor and the pharmacy. And by making it all electronic, we tend to reduce the number of errors that we have from a transcription perspective, and also from lost prescriptions. Also, there is because the prescription does go directly to the pharmacy, then we know if a patient does not show up, so the doctor can be notified that you ordered a prescription on a particular individual, and the individual has not shown up in the doctor to pick it up, and the doctor can make a decision at that point whether they need to contact the patient or what action needs to be taken. Continuity of care is a very important item for DOD, and the reason continuity of care, what I'm talking about is the fact that you would see a healthcare provider over a period of time, maybe months or years, and the provider becomes accustomed and understands what particular aspects of your health are important. In our population, with our military members rotating every 3 or 4 years, they're being introduced to new doctors. And also, our doctor and our healthcare provider population rotates about every 3 years. So there's a lot of flux in the environment. It's a very fluid environment. And having an electronic medical record means that when the doctor is looking to see what your history is, it's there, it's electronic, it's easy to read, and it's readily available. And we think that that is a significant factor in the quality of care provided by within the Department of Defense and our hospitals and clinics.
That's fascinating, all the steps that go into healthcare. One of the most talked about topics these days in healthcare is electronic medical records. What are they and why do they matter? We'll ask our guest, Jim Reardon, of the TRICARE Management Activity, to explain these to us in more detail when the Business of Government Hour continues.